Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 19th, 2013, and oh, I can't wait to introduce you to this guest. Many of you already know her or know of her because I've referenced her for many times. We've had a relationship for over 18 years, and I had the special treat, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago, to walk her down the aisle and hand this beautiful bride to her husband, and there will be a love story to share, a God-honoring story. This woman loves the Word of God, loves to proclaim it, to teach it, to share it, to read it on a daily basis, to even journal and write it all out. So much to say, so stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes. But I want to first say, last night we had a phenomenal Singing Men rehearsal. It was a lot of fun as Scott Waddles, you've heard that name before, he joined us at the rehearsal because we're going to be presenting with him at a special rock and roll Christmas concert. Yes, rock and roll, but it's with the Singing Men of GNN, some Decatur singers, and then Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew. And Scott, we've interviewed in the past. He does an Elvis tribute. He's not like an Elvis impersonator, though he does a lot of Elvis's songs and dresses up like Elvis. Many of you may not know, Elvis had a lot of gospel songs, and actually, I think a couple of his awards were for Christian gospel songs that he sang. But anyways, the Singing Men of GNN will be presenting with Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew at the Lincoln Theater in Decatur, 145 North Main Street in Decatur, on Saturday, November 30th. So you're all invited. Come on out and enjoy an evening of rock and roll, some Christmas music. The Singing Men of GNN will back up Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew, along with some of our own Christmas selections that we'll be sharing. And so it's at the Lincoln Theater in Decatur. And if you need a phone number for more information, dial 217-422-1711. That's 217-422-1711. And Scott joined us at rehearsal last night. It was a great time. We have a lot of fun with him, and I think you'll be in for a real treat. It'll be a mixture of some of Elvis's favorites along with some of his holiday selections, along with the Singing Men of GNN and some other singers from Decatur. So that's on Saturday night, November 30th in Decatur at the Lincoln Theater. Well, there's so many different ways I could introduce this special guest. As mentioned, I walked her down the aisle some years ago, and yet she's a senior saint. It was a real privilege and a tribute for me and for many of our listeners, because so many of you have heard her name before and are familiar with how she's volunteered with the radio ministry and supported the work that we've done and has just been a close, dear, dear friend, actually a family member. And so before I share her with you, let me read from Psalm 50. Because it's a special passage in her life, and we're going to find out what the Lord's been doing in her life these last many days. So reading from Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Strangers are attacking me. Ruthless men seek my life. Men without regard for God. Selah. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Well, Mary Mosser Maines, my dear sister in Christ, I love to refer to you as something that you had shared with me many years ago, a free agent for Jesus. What's the Lord been teaching you lately? And thanks for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Mark, thank you very much for having me on the station. The station has always been part of my life ever since I met you. And Mark, if there was ever a woman who needed a son, you were adopted as my son in my mind, in my heart, years ago when I first met you, because I saw your integrity and your wisdom. For a young man, I was so amazed. And you gave me the spirit of running free and being able to take part in such a wonderful, wonderful profession as the radio station out of Moody. Moody was where I wanted to go as a child, and I was not able to do that. However, I know that God put you in my life for a purpose, and He has kept you there as my protection and my comfort in just knowing you, Mark, and listening and watching you grow in the Lord. And that has been my joy ever since I met you.
Well, maybe the listeners are thinking, oh, now I know why Mark called her up. He has a little cheerleader to praise him and encourage him and bless him. And yet, Mary, you've been a stellar, if you will, follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're passionate about His Word, about studying it and sharing it and proclaiming it and modeling it to people. And we've talked often. Yet the last, I guess, 6 or 8 years since you married Bob, and then you've moved, I think, 3 different locations, and we haven't been able to talk as much and certainly meet up like we used to, but God's been doing a number of things in your life. There was heartache 6 or 7 or 8 months ago, and so maybe work backwards on where God has you today and how He's brought you to this point of peace, even amidst tragedy and heartache and great loss.
Well, it's true, Mark. Through the tragedy is when the light goes on in your life. When people are in need, I'm probably one of the first ones to step up because I know what needs I had in my own young life. Whenever I made a mistake, whenever I sinned against God and had to repent for those sins, whenever I needed Him, He was the only one available to me, and He was always there, who lifted me up above what I could be. And He has given me the strength and the courage to take on the things that probably most people would not have taken on. After Emil died, Emil was such a strength and such a dynamic person in my life. After Emil died, I had the singing men of GNN whose music just lifted me above the clouds. And I had the WGNN station where I could at least serve the way I could serve, if not perfection, but the desire of my heart was to reach out to people who might need my services. And so when I met Bob, it was so amazing. That was a very short courtship, as you well know, and having you walk me down the aisle was a strength to me that took me down that aisle to face what I had to face.
Now, give us a little time frame for our listener tuning in. How old are you now, Mary, sweet Mary, if that's okay to ask?
I'm 83.
83 years old. You were married to Emil for how many years?
23 years.
23 years, and he went to be with the Lord about 16, 18 years, about,
yes.
About 20
yes.
years ago, 18, about 18 or 17 18 years ago?
18 years, yes, about 18 years ago.
Okay, because we met each other. I remember visiting Spacious Place over there in White Heath. You were a neighbor with a home on the Sangamon River, a beautiful area. You and Emil had built the home. It was lovely, tailored to both of you.
That was the servant's quarters.
Servant's quarter, yes.
Yes.
And then Emil went on to be with the Lord, and so the Lord kind of had you at a place where He was your husband, if you will, reading the Scriptures daily, kind of working through this great loss, because Emil was a fantastic, phenomenal provider, caretaker, loved you very much. And so it had been some years where you just sought after the Lord and used your gifts of serving, of helping, of assisting, of singing in various churches. And yet then Bob came into your life, and that was back about 8 or 9 years ago?
Almost 9 years
ago.
And when Bob and I married and you walked me down that aisle, I just couldn't imagine ever succeeding at anything else. At my age, you know, it's very possible that perhaps I had been thinking I would just sit and do nothing. But God had something else in mind. He still had the desire of my heart to serve. You know, Mark, I don't know if I ever told you, but when I was 9 years old, my mother, she was my prayer warrior, and she told me I had a future. And it was in Psalms 139 where God, you know, he knit me together in my mother's womb, and he had a plan for me, and she truly believed that, and she would pray that constantly. But I asked her when I was 9 years old, I said, Mama, what am I going to do when I'm big? And she said, honey, just look for the needs and fill them. And so when I met Bob, I saw his loneliness. I saw his need for someone to help lead and help him in any way I could. And so in a short courtship, he asked me to marry him over the telephone, and he asked me in such a rapid succession of words that I immediately said yes, and then I held my breath and said, Lord, are you sure of this? And so this is how Bob and I married. It was 3 weeks later, in fact, that he called me on the phone and he said, sell your house, pack your things, I'm coming after you this weekend. And it was all so rapid and so instantaneous that I just held my breath and did what I was told. So you know how I am, Mark.
Sure, sure.
I'll just go ahead and do whatever has to be done. And so that's the way I've always lived my life. Leaning on Jesus, there is nothing compared to leaning on Jesus, because he works all things for good to those who love the Lord. And I knew that. So when Bob said, get ready, I got ready. And lo and behold, it just was like a dream when you arrived in Frankenmuth Church in Michigan and walked me down that aisle. And it was like a dream to be married to a missionary who had been a missionary for 20 years in Grenada and the West Indies. And all this came through the power of Jesus in my life from when I was a youngster. And little did I know that you were the son that I would treasure. Not really by birth, Mark. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking by the providence of God. And this is how God works. So I was just in tune with what God wanted me to do. And I pray, and it's still not over. I'm 83 years old, but I am raring to go again, because I know that he has something else for me to do. So whatever that is, I know that Mark Burns was meant to be there the day that we had tea together. And it was just so amazing to me how Christ has led me through the valleys and the shadows of death sometime back to where he wants me to be. So isn't it amazing? And you remember, Mark, when I sang in Mary's Mother's Church in Jerusalem?
Yeah, Saint Anne's Church.
That was so amazing. And the singing men sang there after I sang. And what a reverberation those words had to come back to me ever since.
Yeah. Well, that was the blessing. You and Bob got married. You got to join us on a trip to Israel and have stayed in touch. But you and Bob visited all these different missionaries that he had served with in the past. And you were involved in different churches and had moved different homes. And now I'm currently calling you. You're in Michigan, but entertaining the idea that God's going to maybe lead you back to our area, to the great state of Illinois, to maybe even be more involved in the radio ministry. And
I pray
in the lives of so many people that know you. In case you just tuned in, I have Mary Mosser Maines. Many of you know Mary Mosser. She lived in White Heath and served and involved in civic organizations. Was it the Kiwanis that you were really involved with?
I was a lieutenant governor 2 years in a row for Kiwanis International. And what Kiwanis is all about is young children priority one. So I had connection all over worldwide process to see to the needs of children in in every country. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kiwanis is all about. And I was so honored one year to win the Salvation Army Award for Volunteerism. And I had not kept track of my hours, but Emil had.
Yeah.
And I had donated almost every living hour I had to the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And that's why I won that award.
Now, I should mention, Bob went to be with the Lord, was it 8 or 9 months ago? I mean, so you've been widowed now, you know, less than
eight
a year.
8 years.
Okay, married for 8 years. And that a daily practice was memorizing Scripture, being in God's Word. I mean,
yes,
you really
flourished.
Yes, and
he passed 5/4/13.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 May. Months ago.
It was May the 4th.
Okay, May the 4th. And so how's God been equipping you to kind of navigate through that heartache and loss and the transition and maybe even moving back here? So what's he been teaching you lately, maybe even this morning?
Well, even this morning when I woke up very early this morning, I could just feel that it was time to move back to Illinois. And simply not because it's Illinois. Indiana is my home state. That's where I was born, in Michigan City, Indiana, which is 45 miles from Illinois. So this morning, as I prayed, when I opened the Scriptures, it definitely gave me the feeling that I was going back, that God is not done yet. He's never finished. You know, His Word lives in your heart forever. Once you take that Word in, and as a child, my mother was my prayer warrior, and she would pray constantly that I would always have the Word in my heart. And so knowing the words that she gave me and what the Lord has taught me all through my life, it tells me that it's not over until it's over. And I have more energy today at 83 than I had when you and I first started with GNN, when I first started working at GNN and having that laid on my heart. And that is such a wonderful, wonderful way to contact and get in touch with people. Mm-hmm. Because just this interview, Mark, tells you what you need to know from Christ as to what can happen, what can go on, what He wants you to do, as well as what He wants me to do, and all of those that are involved in the work of Jesus.
Well, you've been such an integral part of my life and the life of this ministry. You've faithfully, all these years, I guess I could say, let's see, 18 years of broadcasting, almost 18 years, 17 years of broadcasting, but we were raising funds even before we went on the air, and you and Emil faithfully monthly all these many years. So thank you for all that support, all the prayers. Even, in fact, when you called the other day because of the tornadoes and everything going on here, you were concerned and wondered, how was the radio station doing? Did it affect, you know, our tower in Fisher? Because, you know, Gifford got hit, and you were wondering about the welfare of everyone and caring. And yet, being at 83, and I'd have to do a shout-out for our senior saints that are listening, because there's no such thing in Christendom as being retired. I mean, like, where you just hang up the mantle and you don't work anymore, because, like, Max Norman and Daryl Stalter, I think they're both in their mid-87s now, and they're still weekly out at the radio tower assisting. So I expect another good 10 or 15 years out of them, and 20 or 30 out of you, Mary.
Yes, you got it.
and so it's kind of I love senior saints like you and Max and Daryl and Herb and others that can model to me. It's like I have some racquetball buddies. I'm 53 now, but I have some racquetball buddies that are in their 60s. And John O'Donnell, I think he's 83 or 84, and he's still playing. And it's like, wow, I can play racquetball at least another 20 years. And yet serving the Lord, really, like you said, should be till our dying days, till our home going.
Yes, you remember, Mark, do you remember when you brought me the mailings, big boxes full of the mailings for the radio station, and you were shocked because I got it finished overnight?
Yes. You're a hard worker.
It was such fun doing that, just knowing that everybody that received those letters in the mail were part of the radio station, part of people who cared for you and for the, what was going on in God's realm. You know, they want to serve. Mm-hmm. And there are so many people out there, Mark, that really do want to serve, but at the point, sometimes they're exhausted and they don't know what to do first.
Yeah.
But the radio station has given me a reason to live, a reason to go on, because it's for the greatest purpose that we can have, and that's to serve Jesus Christ and to tell others what he means to us, and not only to us, but what he will mean to them. So that's what drives me.
Yeah, and thank you, God, for this radio ministry, because we can proclaim that good news message 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, at 2 in the morning, at 2 in the afternoon, whenever somebody might tune in. Maybe it's a skeptic, maybe it's a senior saint, but there's enough material and God-honoring verses and scripture and talk and teaching that there's always something for everyone. And then however the Holy Spirit orchestrates it, people can be touched and hear the good news message of Jesus. And then you pointed out another thing, and I know we have to close out now, but there are some people, maybe shut-ins, that say, hey, what can I do? And the power of prayer, and I think that's been the greatest catalyst or behind-the-scenes thing that has made this an effective ministry, is we have so many senior saints that will say, Lord, all I can do is pray. And yet, that's like the most powerful thing. When they unleash prayers, God, use the broadcast today. Use what's said and shared to transform lives. And then that happens. So thank you, God, for our senior saints, those that pray. Thank you, God, for Mary Mosser Maines, who may be back in the area in the coming days. And thanks for being available and sharing some of your life story on today's edition of Mark and Friends, Mary.
Oh, I love you, Mark, and let's just keep going ahead. Let's go forward.
Amen. And all God's people said, come on, everyone, raise up your hands, clap. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. He's worthy, he's deserving, and he's the reason that we even exist today. So hopefully you'll draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you, and you'll have a blessed day in him. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.